This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
My next point or guest is here, Dean, and I'm going to say the Somerset or Somerset, and I'll check that with Dean. But of course, Friday, Banyana Banyana are away. They're playing in West Africa. They've left early. They away because, of course, their game is on Friday, and the next game after that will be on Tuesday. The away leg, so the first game on Friday, the away leg is on Tuesday. 24-person squad is up there in West Africa, and you will know that they are playing Nigeria, and they've won their last match. If you looked at the last match in Morocco, they won that, and they won that on their way to the Africa Cup of Nations. And then also, we've also seen them win all four between Morocco and South Africa. So all the four last matches between South Africa and Morocco, Banyana Banyana have won. An interesting component, though, for this particular squad in this particular aspect is there's the Olympic Games, qualification for the Olympic Games. And of that, you know, it probably is, as it always is within a team, that for some players, it is that last particular chance to get over that last particular hurdle and that last leap of glory. And so for a lot of them, the Olympics that is beginning to just be there at the moment is something of an ideal in which they want to gather, you know, and go to. So it's an important match for both teams. Nigeria always pose a real, real threat and a real, real challenge. Well, to all of that, there's the mentality, there's the emotional part, there's the physicality part as well. Somebody who has been behind Banyana Banyana, an organization that's been behind Banyana Banyana for a long, long time, way before it became fashionable, has been Sasol. And let me bring Dean into the conversation. Dean, is it Somerset or is it Somerset? And I'm just wondering, Somerset would be S-U-M, maybe with double M's. And Somer, as in Afrikaans, would be Somer, you know, as in S-O-M-E-R. So what is it, Dean?
Very, very good evening to you, Denzel, and all the Power FM listeners. It is Dean Somerset, and yeah. I'm proudly representing Sasol this evening. So thank you very much for having me this evening.
You know, Dean, I speak both English and Afrikaans, and I had to, you know, because, you know, I had to have a couple of languages that I needed to have spoken. And looking at it, and I didn't want to make a mistake, so I was checking with you because the Somerset, I was figuring. Dean, where are you based?
So I'm based in Johannesburg.
Yeah. Okay, so you're just down the road here from where we are then.
Indeed.
One Gautenger talking to another Gautenger, or
absolutely.
Are you originally from somewhere else?
I'm originally from Port Elizabeth.
Shame on you, Dean. Shame on you.
we all make mistakes, and some of us don't have choices when it comes to these.
But we correct them. We move to Gauteng, Dean.
I'm telling you, 20 years later, so yeah, half of my body in the inland, other half on the coast.
Dean, are you good?
I'm happy. Thank you very much, Denzel. Can't complain.
Absolutely. So, Dean, you know, you guys started promoting and partnering with Banyana Banyana when it was, well, you know, it's always been fashionable, but when others didn't see it fashionable to do so. 2009, that's when you started your relationship, I think, with Safa, and then the relationship with Banyana and Banyana as well. A time when people were talking about, remember, I'm a Glug Glug as well, and all of those particular times Sasol was involved in that space. Do you, Dean, and you and your colleagues and the organization, when you look at people who are wanting to get onto the bandwagon now, 2023, 2024, because of what Banyana Banyana has done, and you look back and you say, you know what, we've been there, we've been doing the right thing, we've engaged, we took the right decisions, and yeah, you know what, smart on us, you know?
Indeed, Denzel, and thank you very much for the visionary leadership from Sasol's side, as you rightfully put, dated back to 2009, and it's 15 years later that Sasol has been very consistent, very deliberate in terms of elevating women's football in this country. And we have seen over the years how we have propelled as an organization the status of women's football in this country to not just national stardom, but also international stardom of some of our players that we have in our stable today.
So let me just ask you, you know, lots of controversies, and I'll deal with this as well. Lots of controversies over sometimes a sponsorship in essence. And sometimes, you know, the language gets mixed up and all of that. An engagement with Sasol is an engagement with SAFA, but then I suppose that you make and you write into the fine print to where the monies should go, and that monies then are for Banyana. But the engagement is with the broader overall sporting body called SAFA. Would I be right?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
And in the fine print, you say the money should then go to Banyana.
Absolutely. And this is a collaborative effort between Sasol and SAFA.
Yeah.
In terms of Sasol taking a very strategic position to make sure that we look after the well-being of Banyana. And when we talking about propelling and elevating women's football in South Africa, Sasol is very specific in terms of what that means. At the end of the day, we want to make sure that we release players within the value chain of women's football, whether they start at the Sasol League at the provincial level and all the way up into Banyana. And that is, as you rightfully say, forms part of that fine print in making sure the funding that Sasol invests into women's football serves then the value chain of women's football in this country. And that continuously becomes an effort between SAFA and Sasol in making sure we tick those boxes as we journey in our relationship between the two entities.
Let me just ask you, you know, Dean, on this specific one, and I'll get to all the value chain and the Sasol League and the propelling and elevating, which I think is important. And you know, if you know, you can't foul Sasol on Banyana. They've come to the party and they came to the party early. You know, when you do see engagements with Banyana saying, okay, you know, we're not going to play the game against Botswana. You know, there is a problem with equality and equity, and there's a problem with bonuses. You know, I don't suppose that is in your fine print as well to that extent, but obviously as a sponsor, you don't want to see that friction between the national team and the governing body. Or are you involved in that space as well with the monies that actually go for bonuses and all of those things? Or is it entirely left up? If you've got 20 million rand to give to SAFA, you give to SAFA that particular money, and then it's up to SAFA's discretion as to then how they use the money within Banyana.
Well, Denzel, you've actually answered your very own question.
Yeah.
And that is, for Sasol, after 15 years, we know exactly which issues are owned by SAFA. And the very matter that you are raising, those are football matters. And as a sponsor, we have certainly seen and we have crafted a relationship with SAFA in such a way where we can distinguish as to where we get involved when it comes to these type of matters. We are governed by an agreement between SAFA and Sasol, and that agreement guides conversation, guides decision-making, and hence tonight I can confidently say the very matter with respect to bonuses, incentives to players, et cetera, these resides within the authority and domain of the association. And when these issues arise, we then as Sasol ask the association to deal with it and to deal with it constructively, because we know this at the end of the day will leave the South African public to ask questions with respect to where is Sasol in all of this. However, we recognize and we delegate that authority and autonomy to the association, understanding this is a football matter and the association has the capacity to deal with it and make sure that we put it to rest in the best possible way and as the association see fit.
Sure. How long is a sponsorship for? I mean, you know, in 2009, there was a period for which you would have sponsored and then you would have had to renew and then renew and renew. We're in 2024 at the moment. Up until when did you renew and what is this current period for?
Yeah, so quite rightly so, Denzel. These renewals work within cycles of 5 years.
Yeah,
and within those 5 years, we normally accommodate both a World Cup as well as an Olympic Games.
Yeah,
and we have renewed our current agreement in 2021, and we will be going. And the period for that is up until 2025. And as you can see, it accommodated both the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup as well as the Paris France Olympics, which is now being held in 2024. So yes, it works within a cycle, and the current period ends 2025. And then obviously there will be some negotiations between Sasol and SAFA in the event that this type of contract will continue.
Yeah, I have no doubt. You've taken them to dizzy heights, and you've been with them, and they speak highly, you know, of your contribution over the years. When there was no sponsorship to talk about at all during those early days in the 2000s, and your organization coming on board. What is it that you try to take away, Dean, from an association like this? You know, I mean, I've always. Yes, it's one thing that's great, putting money behind teams and putting money behind players and seeing them on the world stage and seeing actually, our coaches, not just the players on the field, but the technical teams and the coaches and everybody else being rewarded as well as, for example, the present coach as well, you know, on the global stage. What is it that Sasol tries to take away from it, from an association with Banyana Banyana? Or is it, and I might answer my own question again, Dean, is it you know, an engagement with something that is the national pride, to be proud of their achievements and maybe to have seen them at the beginning and to see them, you know, there's that famous American saying that says we started at the bottom and look at us now, you know, and maybe this might be the saying that applies.
So Denzel, as you look back at the history with respect to the Sasol brand and its involvement within football, you have mentioned earlier days of Amagluklug.
Yeah.
Today we are talking women's football.
Yeah.
So as you can see, that football is in the DNA of the Sasol brand.
Mm.
And so we are being very deliberate in making sure that we support a sport that we know forms part of the makeup of the Sasol brand. In 2009, we transitioned from Amagluklug and we now with women's football.
Mm.
And for us, it's always been about level the playing fields. Mm. It is no secret that there's still lots of work to be done to close the gap between our male counterparts and our female footballers. And so that was part of the trigger in making sure that we create an equal opportunity for our women footballer that you and I enjoy watching today. And certainly after 15 years, we are really proud to see what the girls have achieved, both as individual players, because we've released players in the international stage.
Mm.
And today we're talking about Banyana Banyana, the African champion.
Mm.
So that was always part of the work that Sasol wanted to do. And that is to make sure that we raise the profile and then we quantify that. How do we quantify that?
Mm.
Banyana Banyana is today African champions. They went to 2 FIFA Women's World Cups.
Mm.
When they went to Down Under, Australia, New Zealand in 2023, the team ended up, which shocked the country, which shocked the football nation globally, playing in the best of 16. And that is right at the back end of a collaboration and a support from Sasol with SAFA over the years. And certainly we look back and say, We have certainly taken women's football to greater heights. And I think that is part and parcel of the narrative that we're pushing today, Denzel.
Mm. SAFA always looking for new sponsorships to come on board. And you know, I always look at what Danny Yordani is saying about, you know, the differentiation. And sometimes he says the reasons why people are being paid differently, as you would have put it, you know, leveling the playing fields, is because of the sponsorship issues. So many more people will sponsor, and organizations will sponsor, you know, the male component of football and not the women's component of football. And so of course there's less money than in women's football. But that's for SAFA to decide and dictate how they use their sponsorships and across the board. If you know, would you be okay, and I suppose having this almost sole sponsorship of Banyana, when more sponsorships come on board, I'm assuming you welcome that. But are you also, do you also have a point where the reverse is also the irony, where you would you suggest if there's a new sponsorship, it would, you know, water down your sponsorship? That's the reverse. But also you'd be glad about it because there's more money in the game and more people are following what Cecil would have done. But on the other side of that, you've got almost a full brand in front of you. And when it gets watered down, it's like, oh, okay, you know, we're here with five others. Mm.
Sure. And Denzel, quite rightly so. Mm. So Cecil's always put their hands up for more support from corporate South Africa. We've recognized commercialization of women's football doesn't come with a small wallet.
Mm.
And in order for us to make sure that we can have a sustainable payroll of professional women footballers in this country, the Cecil purse, unfortunately, is just not big enough.
Mm.
So for us to see more corporates coming on board, that is first class, and we welcome them.
Mm.
And we know, and we've certainly seen, in the governance of any sponsorship relationship, you've got to start thinking and talking about what does the sponsorship matrix look like for different tiers within a sponsorship relationship.
Mm.
And SAFA is no new player when it comes to how do we make sure that everybody gets their time in the sun. So we don't feel threatened with respect to other corporates coming on board. We welcome that.
Mm.
We know it's important for the sustainability of women's football and professional women's football, for that matter, in this country. So we're very comfortable that from a Cecil perspective, we won't lose any equity for the work that we have done for the last 15 years for women's football. We are recognized as a leading corporate and supporter of women's football in this country. And by having other sponsors on board, trust me, Denzel, there's more benefit than any negative effect for the Cecil brand in that regard.
You know, staying with Banyana and staying the course, you know, what made it football? And I understand that you went and chose the woman component of football. I understand that component. But you could have gone and chosen netball. You could have gone and chosen cricket. You could have gone and chosen hockey and rugby. All of the kind of sort of characteristics are there as well of, you know, women's sport that's lagging behind, you know, and there's a differentiation in payment and or bonuses and or whatever. It's the netball, the cricket, you name any component of sport, and you know the women's component will be the one that's always lagging behind. But netball, cricket, hockey and rugby, what was it that made Cecil choose football in essence?
So this is historic of nature, Denzel. And When the leadership of probably over 20 years ago decided on football, we built equity as a brand within football. And yes, it started out with the men's under 23 team, and Cecil made a huge contribution in elevating youth football.
Mm.
And remember, that team also went to the 2000 Olympics, of which Cecil is very proud of.
Mm.
So the
under 23s I remember.
Absolutely. Mm. And the fact that we are still with football is because that is the sport that Cecil But more than that, that is the sport that we know brings this country together like no other sport. Mm. When we start talking about the spirit of Ubuntu, and with the greatest of respect to all our other codes, football is talking to this nation like nobody's business. And hence, you come on the 9th of April, 2024, you will see the spirit of Ubuntu live at Loftus. So I am saying the choice of sport is part of our heritage. It's part of our DNA. It is what we know best. But more than that, we also know that football is the vehicle that brings this country together. And how better for Cecil to be instrumental in bringing this country together, in making sure that we create the kind of geest that we want as a nation.
Dean, how do you, just last closing the conversation, how do you get to a conversation, Dean, understanding that you're the sponsor for Banyana Banyana, to a conversation with, you know, SAFA that says, look, everybody's giving you money, a lot of people are giving you money, but they give money to SAFA, you know? And what SAFA then does with the particular money is really, really up to SAFA and how they engage, you know, they are different entities. You know, do you sometimes engage the issue of equity and gender equity within those particular conversations that just say to SAFA, look, we give money, so-and-so gives and so-and-so gives, and at the end of the day, a lot of people are giving. It's never really enough. But could we do more for women further and beyond what Cecil is doing, you know, and so that we don't limit the funding of what's going on with Banyana Banyana only to the ring fencing, the monies that Cecil would be giving, that there's more in play, and that we do have, and that SAFA does have a more internal conversation about leveling the playing fields a little bit more.
Yeah. I think Denzel, that question is directly linked to the earlier conversation with respect to inviting more sponsors from corporate South Africa to come on board. Because remember, what we in essence doing here, we are doing historic injustices. And 15 years certainly is a reasonable period, however, not long enough to undo those historic injustices. So what we are doing as Cecil, we are being very deliberate to say that the Cecil League, as well as Banyana Banyana, is Cecil's contribution to make sure that we bring about the equity that we want within the sporting industry. Because through these programs, we are graduating players from players to become coaches, from administrators to referees. And we are very deliberate in saying, can we please make sure that we are promoting our female sportsperson, whether it's a referee, whether it's a technical official, whether it's a player, whether it's a coach. So the work that SAFA is doing is playing exactly in that environment, in that space, and that also connects very smartly with what Cecil is standing for. And what Cecil is standing for is really about making sure that, one, we are undoing those injustices, and how are we going to do it? In the game of women's football, we're making sure that we are leveling the playing field by closing the gap between our male counterparts and our female footballers across the spectrum. So that, in essence, if we want to increase and have more aggressive participation within these programs, certainly we would definitely need a little bit of more funding from corporate South Africa. But for now, that is Cecil's objective. That is what we are doing, and we are very proud of the work that SAFA is doing in collaboration with SAFA and all the structures that we also have within our provinces and within our local communities in terms of elevating the women's agenda in South Africa.
Dean Somerset, I'm going to say thank you so much for joining me on Power Perspective, Sponsorship Manager at Cecil. And yeah, you know, we need to support and get into that particular stadium, and anybody who can needs to get into those particular stadiums and support and bring on the other sponsorship as well. Dean from Dean Somerset from Cecil and Cecil Sponsorship Manager, congratulations on a job well done with Banyana Banyana and a longevity of nature that's seen them from whence they were to what they are now. and other people are getting on board a little late, but you've been there already, so congratulations to that. And even as we watch them now, you know, in the Olympic qualifiers, I'm sure you're watching and going, yeah, you know what, proudly sponsored by of course, you know, us as well. So well done, Dean Somerset.
Thank you very much, Denzel. And just closing remarks to your listeners.
Sure.
Please, if they can join us on the 9th of April, 2024 at Loftus Versfeld. The kickoff is 19:30 in the evening. They can just pop around to any of our Tshwane Bay Sasol service stations to pick up two general access tickets. They can just fill up their car or purchase something inside of shop, and they will get free tickets to join us on the 9th of April. Sasol Hatfield, Sasol Sunnyside, Sasol Mamelodi, Sasol Edridgeville. We invite one and all to join us on the 9th of April.
Dean, say that again. Say that again. I didn't expect that. But obviously our listeners can get in for free if they do. Just say that again, Dean.
100%. We want to invite all your Power FM listeners to pop in at the local Tshwane Bay Sasol service station.
Right.
You can either buy some petrol, in other words, fill your car, or have a purchase inside the shop, and you will qualify for two free general access tickets to watch Banyana Banyana versus Nigeria on the 9th of April, which is next week, Tuesday.
Dean Somerset, thank you so much.
Thanks, Denzel.
That's Dean Somerset. He is, of course, Sasol Somerset, Sasol sponsorship manager, and talking about the sponsorship of that particular team that is in Nigeria at the moment, West Africa. And yeah, they've been at it for a long, long time. And they've been sticking to it for a long, long, long time. Remember all those years ago, Amakluk? Well, here.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.